the turn of the century, opening up a new American frontier, South Florida.
The 1958 movie, Wind Across the Everglades, was filmed in the Everglades National Park. It depicts Florida's frontier life at the turn of the century. Back then, tropical birds were slaughtered for their plumage to decorate ladies' hats.
Whether respectable ladies or free and easy dance hall girls, their hats displayed the feather craze that was sweeping
the film country. Stars Christopher Plummer in his first lead role and is loosely based on the life of Guy Bradley. Bradley was one of Florida's first game wardens hired to protect the wildlife in Monroe County.
But the refuge was a refuge no longer. With the plumes of tropical birds in such demand, plume-hunting outlaws were slaughtering the birds and plundering the Everglades.
In the summer of 1905, Bradley was trying to arrest a notorious plume hunter when he was shot in the throat. He became the first game warden murdered on the job, but not the last to meet the same fate in South Florida. Back then, laws to protect birds were very unpopular. Bradley himself had hunted birds for their feathers as a teenager. He and his friend Charlie Pierce had run away to hunt deep in the Everglades without their parents' permission. 100 years later, this story is being told in a book written by Pierce's descendant, Harvey Oyer III.
We love the wonderful books. Thank you for sharing, Mr. Oyer.
His book, The Last Egret, is now required reading for fourth graders in 5 South Florida counties.
He had the same moral decisions and dilemmas that a child today has. Do you tell mom the truth? Do you run away from home? All of these things that kids struggle with today is what Charlie, Lily, and Tiger, the characters in my book, struggled with.
Charlie kept a journal most of his life. Those entries tell how the friends came across piles of deplumed bird carcasses at nest sites. It was hard to find rookeries that hadn't been destroyed by hunters. After that trip, Charlie gave up plume hunting. During his life, he witnessed the explosive growth of frontier life in Florida. He was even one of the legendary barefoot mailmen who carried mail from Palm Beach to Miami and back each week.
But by the time he died, Florida had been opened up through Mr. Flagler's railroad, the intercoastal waterway, a highway system. So he was a witness to the creation of South Florida that we know.
Another Everglades conservationist put up some of the funding for the publication of the book. Ron Bergeron is a Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commissioner.
My family has been in Florida 170 years, and I was very blessed to be raised by a grandfather that was a game warden back in the 40s, which introduced me to God's creation.
These days, he spends much of his time trying to get kids to give up their iPods for fishing poles. He's working with the state to create 7 youth camps adjacent to the Big Cypress Preserve, where he owns thousands of acres.
The important thing is that we have preservation with access, so children can fall in love with it just like I did.
I'm Patricia Sagastuma in Coral Springs.